As Mark Garrison implied, everybody loves a parade. Okay, he didn't really imply it, and it's not really true. But we can confirm this. In Arlington Heights, Illinois, they do love a parade. They're like crazy for their 4th of July parade. In the past, people have dibs their parade watching spot on the street way in advance. They're out there staking their claim with lawn chairs months ahead of time. Last year, things got so crowded the weekend before the parade that the city had to discontinue the practice. No dibsing until the night before, which brings us to Mr. Brian Daly. He's lived on the parade route for 13 years. He was predicting a free-for-all once the dibsing opened last night. He's here with his report. So for how long has the seal been broken, and have people been able to get out there and start staking out their spots, Brian?
Well, they pulled down the stakes. They were supposed to do it at 7 o'clock last night, but the public works pulled the stakes out around 6:30.
Oh, Lord.
And then, you know that movie with Tom Cruise? That old English movie where it was free land?
Oh, yeah.
It was more fun watching them, I think, than the parade's going to be today.
It was a land rush.
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable.
How many people? So, okay, let's see. How were they lined up behind barricades, and how many people were they?
They were like up and down the street in their cars just waiting. You know, they were parked on the side of the street with their four ways going, just waiting for 7 o'clock. As soon as they saw the signs down, boom, out come the tarps, out come the blankets, out come the chairs, the bricks, the pieces of wood to hold everything down. I have to admit, it went a lot smoother than I thought it would this year.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. I thought it was going to get ugly, but it went pretty smooth.
And so the people who are racing for the spots, let's say you didn't get your best spot or your second best spot, but all the people who got there right when the barricades went down, what's the kind of the worst spot that they would have wound up with?
Oh, like a little 2x2 little pie shape on a corner.
Oh, so you could have really, even if you showed up on time, you really could have been out of luck.
Right. Well, there was one gentleman, he's in the paper today of the Daily Herald, called Mr. Keller, and he actually stood there till 7 o'clock with blankets in hand and everything. More power to this man.
Mm-hmm.
He stood there while everybody else was going around him, and he waited it out.
Because Public Works said it wouldn't happen till 7.
Right.
Oh,
and you know, it's not an ordinance yet, but I have a bad feeling it's going to be next year.
And so your spot on the parade route, do you not have to do that? You could just see the whole thing from your front yard?
Oh, yeah. I live right on the parade route. I have a parkway, 150 feet or something, it's about 100 feet by 8 feet wide. You know, it's a parkway between the sidewalk and the street.
Right.
And the village always says that's theirs, and that's what you get any arguments about, but you know, you work in the springtime to make the grass all green and keep it going.
Right. They say it's theirs, but who comes around and mows it? You.
Right. Well, then they put these blue tarps down for a week at a time, and also you get polka dots all over your yard the rest of the summer.
You mean the people in the past who are trying to? Yeah.
They leave bricks. They leave rocks. It's like my wife says, we need more of these river rocks for edging around the backyard. I'm like, 4th of July's coming. We'll get more. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you go in the brick business. What the heck is so great about the Arlington Heights 4th of July parade?
Mike, we were talking about last night and laughing about it. I don't know. I really don't know. We were just laughing about it. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like they're handing out free gas or something.
They got the fire trucks,
the
fire trucks, the Little League, the Boy Scouts, like the standard.
Exactly. Kinda. They got the Jesse White tumblers. It's
all right,
they got Retirement Village. It's like we were just kind of cracking up about it and really thinking about what are these people trying to get in the front row for? I mean, seriously, it's not like you're getting, you know, free Tootsie Roll for everybody or gas or something. It's just unbelievable what they do. I throw a 4th of July party.
Yeah.
So my party kicks off. I have the parade. Not too many people I know throwing a bash can have a parade.
On the other hand, maybe the question isn't what's so great about the parade. Maybe the question I should ask you is, how bad are the other entertainment options in Arlington Heights?
Oh, we have the festival going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a matter of fact, that's where I was with my kids last night. I was at the Frontier Days, they call it. You know, it's the carnival rides and all of that. And my wife called, and she says, hey, they're starting to set up. And I'm like, what? It's like 6:30. So my kids and I packed up. We came home to make sure that, you know, we staked out the front yard because I have like 100 guests coming to my party.
And you have to keep the parade watchers off your front yard.
Yes. You know, anybody with common sense, Mike, if you looked at my house, it's just decorated all the way to, you know, everything you can think of is decorated here. If I was going to pull up to set up a tarp, this would be the last place I would look. I mean, like, those guys are going to have a serious party. I'm not setting up there.
Right. Well, do you ever,
some people don't think of that, you know?
Do you ever get into confrontations with those people who want to hone in on your party?
In the past, yes. In the past. I had one gentleman want to start in on me, and I was sitting down, and I stood up, and he kind of walked away. I'm 6'3", 250 pounds.
Uh-huh. Or maybe
so
it was just...
He walked away, and he went down the street to my neighbor, who's a lot smaller, and started in on him. And then he came back the next day and apologized with donuts and coffee.
Uh-huh.
He did. He says, I'm really sorry I lost it. And I go, I don't know what, you know, I would have invited you to stay, but you were so rude. Just get away. I don't need you around my family. Mm. You know, I don't know what kind of psycho you were.
You sure it was that you're big in 6'3", or maybe he just sensed your patriotism?
No, I think he just got intimidated when I stood up because he really wanted to go at it. And when I stood up, he just backed off. And then, like I said, he went right down the street to my other neighbor who's a lot smaller and started in on him. And I thought they were really going to get into a fight.
Do you think that because you have this spot on the parade route, do you think it helps your long-term value of your home? Or do you think the fact that you have to deal with the nightmare of people putting up bricks and tarps on the 4th of July, does it hurt the value of your home?
No, I don't think it hurts it at all. As a matter of fact, there was a selling point up the street. They put a sign up saying, if you want to be in the parade route, buy this house. And you know, and it's funny because she was in the paper the other day saying that's the reason she bought the house.
She bought the house for that one day to watch the kids and the Little Leaguers and the Tumblers, I guess. Who's the biggest celebrity?
I really look forward to this, though, Mike. You know how kids have Christmas? I have this. This is my day. You know, I have all my friends coming. I have somebody from Denver, Colorado coming in, and he can't wait to see me wearing my goofy, you know, Uncle Sam hat and stuff. And we set up a Bloody Mary table. We have drinks going, food, you know, and everybody's welcome who's cool. You know, when you get rude, you just go. We don't need that.
If I know Chicago, I know you probably have some really cool sausages and hot dogs. Do you do it?
Oh yeah. We got it going on.
And what are you guys Cubs or White Sox people?
I'm not really a baseball fan.
Okay, because I was going to wonder if maybe that was underlying the tension.
And I'm a Packers fan, but I do let a guy with a Bears tent set up in my yard. So.
See, that's Americana. If you had to run things, would you use a lottery? Would you have maybe a contest for the good seats, a rotating basis, handing down the good seats from one generation to the next? How would you have it so that things are normal there in Arlington Heights for the parade?
I think I would do it like they did last night and just keep it till show consideration. This is a friendly village. We're all known for being helpful and everything. Show some consideration to your neighbor. I don't think you should have to turn it into an ordinance or a law. I think you should just, you know, be some common sense and go, all right, you know, let's just do that. Because I live, my neighborhood here for like the 3 or 4 blocks right around us, we're like Mayberry, you know. We're all pretty tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you love America and you love a parade.
That's right. We love the parade.
Brian Daly, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, Mike, and thanks
for calling. Thanks a lot. You got it.
I want you guys to be safe and have a great day.
Okay. Cook up some good sausages, will you? Put everything on it.
You betcha.
Yeah. I love Chicago Frankfurters, where they put all the peppers on it and all the different kinds of mustard. Man, that's the best place to eat your tubed meat products. Coming up, a foreign reporter's homecoming. Mr. Ivan Watson on experiencing the United States after spending so much time abroad. If you've never heard Ivan's story on the big dogs of Afghanistan and Turkey, it's something to listen for. It's the Chicago hot dogs of dog stories. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.